You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamarie e te whānau e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi poho. You're on 95BFM and we are about to talk about the APRIT Silver Scroll Awards, the top 20 songs. The list has just been announced and we've got Lydia in the studio and we're going to be having a chat on the other side of this track by Rhea Hall, It's Walk.
Should have listened to myself, but I'd rather walk alone. Your touch had me believe I was the only one. Your words had me deceive.
This is the absolutely beautiful Walk by Rhea Hall. And this is one of the long list top 20 songs for the APRIT Silver Scrolls, which has just been announced. And we have got Lydia in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena, Rachel. I'm very good, thank you.
Hey, it's so exciting to have you in here. I love this time of the year where we get to sort of see what's going on in the kind of like songwriter chat rooms, sort of with like everybody talking about what music is good. And we were just saying off air, awards can feel like a weird thing, but they're also a lovely thing because you get to pause and reflect on what amazing music has been made in the last year.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, this process fills me with great joy and excitement. You know, it's all about celebrating and recognition and hopefully bringing people together as well in a year that's been quite strange. But
absolutely,
as I was saying to you, there's a bit of anxiety and discomfort as well, just because there's
also
so
good.
Many songs that could be on this list. And yeah, we always want to kind of value the work that all of our songwriters do.
Totally.
I think that's something we've seen through lockdown, actually, is
absolutely.
The value of songwriting in our lives.
So, totally, yeah. So, Lydia, what is your role at APRIT and what is the Silver Scrolls for people who might be uninitiated at home?
So my role at APRA is a little bit vague. I do communications and events, so anything that comes under those banners. But I guess I'm the event producer for the Silver Scroll Awards.
Awesome.
And the Silver Scroll Awards, what are they? They've been around for 66 years now. I should actually have that number on the top of my head. Yeah, they are an award that is voted by our members, by songwriters, for songwriters, essentially. And it's about a song rather than an artist,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
So it is quite a special award because it's so much about the craft of what is involved in creating a beautiful track. And there are lots of very good tracks here. Should we have a run through the list? What have we got?
Sure, yeah. I guess the thing that struck me about this year is the kind of the depth and breadth, I suppose, of the list. We've got some real newcomers, someone like Belladonna, who I think this might even be the first track she's ever released.
Oh, wow.
We've got, you know, amazing up-and-comers like Chai and Church and AP and Benny, who are taking the world by storm. Mm. We've got some stalwarts who've been doing this for a long time, people like Reb Fountain and Tammy Nelson and Steve Topher, who's an amazing songwriter from the Waikato, and then some great bands in there as well.
Yeah.
Mermaidens, people like Beckrunga and Cass Mitchell with a new project, King Sweeties. Annabelle Alpers, actually, Bachelorette,
yeah,
is making a comeback with a new act called Hammercop, I think is how you say it.
It is. This is what I think is so cool, is you kind of see how this award can also function to recognise established songwriters alongside new songwriters, but established songwriters in new iterations of stuff. So it kind of gives people this freedom to be recognised for things that you might not necessarily associate with them. Like the King Sweeties project is nothing like we've ever heard from Beckrunga before. And Hammercop is, of course, this brand new sort of iteration, as you're just saying. It's a really interesting thing.
Yeah, it's cool to see artists trying new things and trying new songwriting and collaborations as well. I think that's one thing we're seeing quite a lot this year is work that people have done with someone else. So it's really cool.
Team
to see
Dynamite
that.
And Diggy Doo Pay track is on
amazing.
There.
So amazing.
Many good ones.
Yeah.
There's a lot of BFM faves on here. I'm glad I don't have to be the person who makes the decision about this. How does the decision get made?
Well, it's a tricky one. We give our judging panel quite a hard job, I suppose. There are 10 APRA members who are involved in the process to get to these 20 songs. So they spent about a month listening to the 209 entries. Mm-hmm. And we had a really long meeting and lots of amazing discussions about what is a good song, what makes songwriting special and important, it's a really subjective topic.
Totally.
So it's quite tricky, but they did an amazing job. And then from here, we put these songs out to all APRA members, and there's about 10,000 in New Zealand. They're all invited to vote, and they vote for 5 songs in order.
Cool.
And those votes decide the winner and the finalists.
That's fantastic. And it is actually that original judging panel is an incredibly diverse panel of musicians and music makers. Can you run us through who was in that judging crew?
I can. I've got it here in alphabetical order.
Fantastic.
So we had Amanda Cheng from Wax Chattels, Abigail Knudsen, who's a producer and sometimes better known as Missy, her artist name, Cherie Matheson, amazing vocalist who's a stalwart of the scene, Delaney Davidson from Down South, Astia Dalton, she's Wellington-based. Mark Williams, who you'll know better as Slave from Fat Freddy's Drop. And then Marlon Williams as well.
Both the M. Williams.
Both the M. Williamses.
Very different vibes.
Exactly, yeah. Mel Parsons, amazing kind of country folk songwriter from down south. Ned Nartai, who I actually think might have been in more bands in New Zealand than just about anyone else. incredible musician. Black Seeds, Fat Freddy's Drop, Trinity Roots. We could go on. And the inimitable Shane Carter.
Another person who's been in many a band as well.
Yeah, yeah. So it was a really interesting discussion.
This is super cool. I would have loved to be a fly on the wall of that chat. And they have come up with an incredible long list of the top 20 songs. When does the actual event happen? When do we find out who is number one?
So yeah, it's really exciting. We can actually tell everyone today that we're going to have an event this year. Hooray!
Yay!
Sadly, we're not going to Christchurch as we first planned, but we're going to have it at the Auckland Town Hall on Wednesday, October the 14th.
That's very exciting. Lydia, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us about the APRA Silver Scroll Longlist. It's a very exciting time of the year for the music community. We're going to play Troy Kingy with his track Mighty awesome. Invader. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Rachel.
This is Troy Kingy with Mighty Invader. It's one of the many fantastic tracks in the top 20 for the APRA Silver Scroll Awards this year. This is just such a beautiful album as well. But as Lydia just pointed out, the beauty of the Silver Scroll Awards is that it's about a specific song. And so it kind of means anybody's game, which is really awesome. And you can find, I think, the full list up on the APRA website as well. And as Lydia's just mentioned, it's very awesome that there gets to be an event this year. Take That Corona, happening on Wednesday, October the 14th, and that will be at the Auckland Town Hall, which is great. I'm really looking forward to seeing who takes the crown this year. Some beautiful songs being recognised.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.